Whom does God call and rescue? Welcome, good day, and hello to Silent Time, the opportunity to think on what is really important in life. Whom does God call and rescue and give tasks to them? We might think of great names of the Bible. We might think of them as heroes, as people very close to God. Sure, they have lived closely with God, and yet they were ordinary people. If we think of the calling from King David, coming from a normal family or from simple circumstances, or many prophets, or if we think about the Apostle Paul, he persecuted the church, he put the Christians to death, and yet God called him and used him and rescued him and used him to rescue so many more people, to save them, to preach the good news later on. Or also with Peter, the Apostle Peter, in the most difficult hour of Jesus, he denied him. He said, I don't know that person. It is reported very in detail in the Gospels. And yet, he is the rock on whom the church is built, because Jesus gives grace. He chooses ordinary people. He chooses you and me, us all. Everybody he calls, he gives the offer to save us, to rescue us, and also gives us a task, which is not too big and not too small for us. In Colossians chapter 1, verses 13 and 14, he rescued us from the power of darkness and brought us safe into the kingdom of his dear Son, by whom we are set free, that is, our sins are forgiven. Lord, we thank you that you offer forgiveness, that you offer to call us, to rescue us. No matter who we are, no matter how far away from you we are only one prayer away from you. Thank you for your grace. You are almighty. You are the creator of the earth and the universe. And yet you know every little soul, and you are interested in every individual. Thank you for your grace, for your mercy, for your forgiveness, and for your love. We pray that you shape us so that we fit into your kingdom, where we praise you forever. Amen.